Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm on record. I do not like the second round pick that the Texans made, that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans made. Drafting a tackle at this point in time is... To me, makes absolutely zero sense when there were other needs and other players on the board. However, according to Nick Caserio, I got a couple of pieces of audio here that I think will shed a little bit of light on it. According to Nick Caserio, they were planning on drafting a tackle this draft any way you slice it. It was not a, oh, best available is a tackle. That it was the plan going into this draft. Here is Nick Caserio explaining the rationale that went into drafting a tackle, Notre Dame tackle, Blake Fisher.
When you look at kind of the middle of the second round to the bottom, then there was a little bit of a run on tackles. And we had gone into the draft, and I think we were hopeful that we were going to add a tackle to the group, a young tackle that we could add to the system, get into the program, provide us some depth behind Titus and LT, understanding that at some point, whoever that third tackle is or next tackle is, he may have to play a significant amount of snaps. So I would say that was a little bit of the rationale with the Fisher pick.
I don't like that, huh?
I don't like the thought of drafting for depth behind players when you don't know who your left guard is going to be. Like, your left guard right now is an absolute crapshoot. I'm talking about your starting left guard.
We don't like that.
We much less depth. So, if you're going to draft an offensive lineman, let's make it an interior offensive lineman. I think there were several still on the board at that point. I know there were a handful of them still on the board. At that point in time, I think at that point in time, there had been three, maybe four interior offensive linemen drafted. So you could have got the fourth or fifth best offensive lineman to come in and fill a void and literally potentially play this year.
They ain't quit on Kenyon Green yet.
Well, I mean, that's what scares me, right? So that's where I'm at with it. I just think there were several needs on this team that I would prioritize well above swing tackle, especially when you've already got Charlie Heck, who, as you said, is a fifth-year veteran in the league, has played some, clearly has been part of the plan because you let George Fant go and you didn't address it any tackle position any other way. In fact, did they fifth-year? Hell, they gave him a one-year deal, didn't they?
Who's that?
Heck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One-year deal.
Yeah, he got a one-year. I mean, yeah. You re-upped him, right?
Yeah, so, one-year deal, yeah.
So, I just think it's interesting. But Nick just told you the rationale behind it, okay? And now what that's done is that's created a lot of conversation about, well, what is the plan at the tackle position?
Natural, right? Conversation.
Natural conversation. I don't care to have it because I think at this point in time, the conversation needs to be about the second round draft pick, Blake Fisher and Charlie Heck, not about Titus Howard and Laramie Tunsil. It can be about Blake Fisher in the future. If you want to have that, maybe. Okay. But like, I think it's assuming health is all on the up and up between Titus and Laramie. I think it's crazy, right? To even think, like, I would be bullish if I were Nick and say, look, we got two really, 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 really good tackles on this team.
Yeah.
And it's Titus and Laramie. Damn it. Everybody else got a lot of work to do. But for whatever reason, That's not the case. It's a little bit of a longer piece of audio here, but I want you to listen to this. This is Nick Caserio, and when he is asked very specifically. In fact, let's hear. Is the question on it, Tyler?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I wanted Tyler specifically to include the question here because the question, that context is really, really important. I want you to listen to this and tell me if you walk away with it convinced that Tytus Howard's healthy, Tytus Howard's a guy, because let's be honest, this isn't about Laremy Tunsil. It's about Tytus Howard. Is he the guy, and are they convinced that he's the guy? Here's Nick Caserio on whether Blake Fisher will see the field much this season.
We know what LT is. He's one of the best tackles in the league. You said Tytus Howard, one of the better tackles in the league as well. In a perfect world, does Blake Fisher really see the field much this season?
We'll see. Once we start practicing, once we start playing, you really never know how the snaps are going to be distributed. So you have to go under the assumption, if you have all your players healthy, what is it going to look like? Mm-hmm. But I would say our experience over the past 2 to 3 years has been you're probably not going to have everybody healthy. Right. So we'll see how it goes. I think our philosophy, and D'Amico and I talk about this regularly, whoever we have on the team, regardless of how they arrived here, where they were drafted, whether we signed them in free agency or not, we feel comfortable and confident with that player. And if he has to go on the field and play in a significant role, then that's why they're here. So let's say if we were lining up today, I mean, there's a good chance that Blake probably would be not playing, mm-hmm. if assuming we put the first offensive line group out there. But at some point, Blake's probably going to have to play, which I was saying, when you look around the league and just look at a number of teams, there's a number of players that they might not play right away. They may play right away. They might not play this year. They may play next year. So we'll just kind of take it one day at a time and kind of let the competition sort itself out.
B. Scott, it would have been real easy to say, look, we've got two highly paid tackles that we expect to kick ass this year.
Yep.
And those are our starting tackles.
Thanks,
everybody
guys.
Everybody else has got a long way to go, man. This rookie's never played in the NFL. He's got a long way to go. But instead, it's, look, if we had to play a game tomorrow, I think it's probably safe to say that Blake wouldn't be playing, assuming that we put our starting lineup out there. And, I mean, of course, it went on for over, I guess the question and the answer was over a minute. I just don't, like.
And I took like a minute out, Dirty.
Right. Well, thank you. Yeah, Tyler chopped that thing up. Look, and I just don't know why, if it's as cut and dry as it should be, given that you paid the guy the contract that you paid him, given that your own record of saying, look, he's a better tackle than he is a guard, he is one of the better tackles in the league, it should be very cut and dry, especially today, before anybody ever puts cleats in the dirt. Today, it should be very cut and dry and very easy for even Nick Caserio to say, yeah, we got two great tackles in this league. You know who our starters are. What are we talking about?
Clint, I don't like the conversation at all, right, about Tytus Howard. Like the conversation around Tytus Howard, the tone of it, the direction of it, I'm a fan of Tytus Howard himself, but the conversation, the tone of it, and the direction of the conversation, I do not like. And it has a lot to do with, less to do with Tytus Howard and more to do with the way that he has been mismanaged and therefore, I think, misdiscussed, like not properly discussed on what he is and what he should be.
Right.
Because he only plays his actual position every other year.
He's been a good soldier and it's hurting.
Man, well, it helped him in a sense that he was able to get a contract. I think it helped him from that standpoint.
First one, yes.
And has set his family up for life. Remember, he's a first-round pick, so they start off rich, right? You get a great contract as a first-round pick, and then he gets the second contract.
Yep,
so fair. He should be set for life. That part of it has worked out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.